Hey, sports fans out there, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source.
Aaron, today we have a great subject that I like to talk about that you and I have, kind of talked about in passing. It's what parents don't know about athletics and moving forward being 12 and up. So we're saying basically athletes that are 12 and up, parents, what you don't know and what you need to know about moving forward in athletics, especially youth athletics leading up through the junior high years to high school.
You know, I think there's pivotal points for athletes, and this is one of those. You know, I guess the first one, in terms of really looking at how you're going to project yourself in the future of your sport, 12-year-olds would probably be the first, and then you're talking, you know, that 14, 15 when you're eighth grader is another pivotal, because you're moving, making a transition into high school. And then in high school, you know, that junior, senior year. So I guess whatever, you know, 17, 18. And I think at all of these points, you have to take stock and say, okay, where am I at in my athletic skill? Where am I at in my technical skill for my sport? And am I ready to, you know, again, project to the next level? Because this is where the brakes get put on for a lot of kids, because they don't know how to make the transition. They don't know how to make the transition physically. They don't know how to make the transition technically. They don't know how to make the transition mentally. And they don't know how to make the transition organizationally. What I mean by organizationally, they don't know how to put the pieces in place in terms of, you know, finding the proper organizations, coaches, mentors, starting to build or look for that team to help that athlete move on.
Right. I agree with you. And, you know, some of the things that I see, and I've been to a lot of different events during the year, Aaron, whether it was watching young athletes compete and tryouts for different things, or just USA baseball events. But I guess the essential thing I'm really saying is that how many parents came up to me and says, you know, I didn't know what this was about, or what is the next step? What do I do? Right. I was amazed, Aaron,
right,
that the information parents did not know about moving forward as a youth athlete. And one of the things I tell parents is, like, there are a lot of, you know, you can ask your club ball coach in any sport what they should be doing, which I think is a good start. I think parents should ask other parents, like, you know, if they had friends that have gone through the process of having older kids, you know, what did they do? Who are good people? Who are good resources? And find out about two or three different resources rather than just go to one, and then kind of form an opinion by maybe parents out there interviewing those sources, or going to websites and finding out, you know, here's a good source for me. But also there's a lot of misinformation out there too, you know, like, yeah, okay, you go to this one thing, then you'll get this, it's promised. So I think parents, you have to really research the people you're moving forward with. And there's a fit for everyone, Aaron. And just because one athlete goes here doesn't mean that's the perfect fit for them, because as you know, athletes develop in a different timetable. So right. I think also be cognizant to the fact, know your athlete, know your son or daughter, and where they're metrics and where they fit in athletically with where they want to move forward first, and be realistic about it, and then, you know, develop some sort of a plan and moving forward. Because I think parents are just don't have enough information, and they just go ahead and say, well, my friend did this, I will do that. Things don't always fit that way, Aaron. And
right.
So I think that's important for parents to understand.
Yeah, I mean, everyone needs to blaze their own trail. And like you said, you want to gather information from a lot of different sources. You know, again, at 12, you know, it's critical, but it's not crucial. And so what I mean by that is, you know, I don't want to see parents go overboard either. At that stage, just start to gather some information, gather some facts, and look at the landscape and kind of understand what the next 4 years or 8 years might look like for your kid if they want to stay in that sport. That way, right, you can be proactive. You can kind of look for different things as you move along. But I'm not saying, you know, get into this whole thing, oh, well, we got to run to this showcase, we got to run that showcase, because your kid's not getting signed at 12 years old. So,
right,
you know,
right,
regardless of the sport. Yeah, you know, you hear about, oh, like in softball, you know, she verbaled or this or that. You can take that with a grain of salt. Doesn't, you know, verbal is you know, it's as good as the paper it's written on, and it's not.
Right.
You know, so, you know, don't get caught up also in that hysteria. But it doesn't hurt to, like I said, start to just look at, hey, what's the sports landscape look like? My kid's playing rec basketball. Do I need to put him into something more serious? Or if he is playing, you know, some travel basketball, well, you know, where do we go from here? Or what are some of the things we should be looking for? That sort of thing. And just keeping it, but not like, oh, well, we got to go do this. We got to, because I think that's what happens. And people waste a lot of time and money. And it doesn't pan out for most. So I'd say start slowly and you know, each year gather more information and make your decisions based, you know, on where things are at there.
I think also parents need to figure out, you know, what is the trajectory of their kid.
Yep.
And they don't, you know, and I think that's where they get thrown off, Aaron, is that, you know, the gathering information, and they get the information, and then they go, whoa, here we go, we gotta go do it. And that's not necessarily, you know, like you said, correct. I think the understanding their young athlete, the trajectory they're on, you know, is my kid going to be a good varsity high school athlete? Is my kid gonna be a person that, you know, we need to get them to make their high school team, their very first team, you know? Understand those things. And I think you say something very valuable, Aaron, to all the parents out there. Don't chase showcases or rankings. You know, he needs to be ranked this by the age of 13, and then and 12, he needs to be here, and 14, and then 15, because the trajectory looks like this with this other athlete who's this huge framed athlete that's Adonis, and all of a sudden, you know, it doesn't work that way for everyone. Don't chase these rankings that are out there. The rankings at the end of the day, to be honest with you, no college recruiter is going, he's ranked number this and this, and here we are. They're going to have to look at that athlete and go, well, that athlete is pretty good, or that athlete is not that good. They're not going to get you on your rankings and sight unseen and go, hey, this is all right. So I tell parents, you know, things you need to know. Those are things you need to know about athletics moving forward as a 12U and up athlete, is that don't get caught up in all those little things. That would be something that I think is important for them to understand, and for them to recognize that just because people are telling them that in their ears doesn't necessarily mean that's the best thing for you.
I mean, yeah, my opinion on the rankings is, you know, it's a moment in time, and so, you know, the athlete you are at 12 isn't the athlete you're going to be at 16. The athlete at 16 isn't going to be the athlete you're going to be at 20. So lots of things can happen within that time frame. So, you know, I would say don't get too overconfident, and don't get too discouraged. Just keep working and find out what your model is and build towards that.
I think that's a pretty clear message right there. Keep on working. And we say this all the time, Aaron, and I tell the parents out there, just make sure your athletes are engaged in the process or the ideology that they want to be in. And if they really are passionate about it, then go for it. Go for it and do the best you can, and put forth that effort to do what you can. I think parents out there need to understand that. Just, hey, get your athletes, if they're really into it, get them committed. Get it committed to a goal, have them stay with it, And, you know, good things will happen in the end, whether they meet their goal or they don't. It's going to be a great life lesson for them to achieve this greatness that is upon them.
All right. And just on the training side, I just think there needs to be balance. If you've got a kid who's just a one sport athlete and hey, they just know that's what they want to do and they're all in, great. But you know, also the athletes still explore other interests in other sports and in try and keep some sort of balance. Now, you know, with that said, understand that if your kid needs that remedial work, don't expect it just him to all of a sudden get better, you know, if he's not doing it. So it, you know, kind of like you weigh, you know, the pros and cons and how much activity should he be in, how much they shouldn't be in, but really also looking at what's the right activity. If you know your kid really likes baseball and maybe they're undersized or they're behind physically, but he likes to play basketball, then, you know, still try and balance the two, but also, you know, talk to your athlete and say, hey, well, you know, if we want to keep this baseball thing still moving along, we've got to carve out time for you to get better physically. Now, how do we do that? What does that look like? Does it mean doing some things on your own? Does it mean getting a gym membership? Whatever it is, but just saying, you still have to make some hard decisions and figure out how these pieces fit together. And otherwise, you know, again, you wake up 4 years later and you're still behind because you haven't made the decision. It's kind of like, you know, you get frozen into not doing anything. It's kind of like me and painting my house. It's like, I don't, right. You know, it's like, yeah. I can't visualize what it's going to look like with these new colors. So it stalls me and I end up doing nothing, you know?
I hear you. I mean, so. That's a good point though, Aaron. I mean, the point you make is really good though, you know? Parents, listen to that. That's huge right there. I love that. Aaron, I see a lot of these athletes, and I tell parents, you know, and you just mentioned this point, keep your young athlete athletic, you know, PE is gone, like we've always said, but keep doing other sports, keep cross training. You know, that's something you should know that, like you said, maybe the trajectory is like, you know, we need to do more extra activities, but also keep them playing other sports that will allow that one particular sport to get better too. So whether it's a gym membership, like you said, or playing rec basketball, if he was a football athlete or whatever, you know, other sports help it, but have balance. Like you said, I think that's the key point, parents, that Aaron said, have balance in this stuff and have an understanding of what your athletes are doing. Yeah. It's good points. I love those.
Excellent.
Aaron, with that said, I think parents should have a good idea about a good feeling about going forward with their 12U athletes and up and moving forward. So I think that's enough to be said today with our small podcast today, people. Again, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source. We'll see you.